The Natural Crit Podcast. Welcome to, as that robot voice says, the Natural Crit Podcast, and thank you for boldly listening. What are we even talking about? This podcast series will deal with my take on naturopathic medicine, which is also called naturopathy, natural medicine, and nature cure plus homeopathy. It is very common to hear naturopathy refer to itself also as integrative medicine, complementary and or alternative medicine, and such. I've been interested in and involved with this subject for approximately 20 years, let's say 1992 through to this 2013. It is most likely quite true that no other person, living or dead, has read and collected as many naturopathy web pages as I have over the years. My interest began as casual and then grew into a career goal activity, and then, over time, with knowledge and experience, I abandoned the ruse as a manipulated supporter and became an outspoken, if even quite obscure/ignored, critic and researcher. Naturopathy's contents, its belief set, ways of thought, and activities fascinate me much in the same way that a researcher of a harmful sectarian group like the Branch Davidians in Waco or Jonestown in Guyana, would be interested in what the details were. Feeling obligated to warn others, I created the term and the blog Naturocrit in 2008, where I scribble little musings on the topic. By Naturocrit, inspired by the medical laboratory test called a hematocrit, I mean critical analysis of naturopathy from the perspective of scientific skepticism. It is at the blog Naturocrit where I will post a full script for each of these podcasts with annotations. I will try with each podcast to stay at 30 minutes or less and to keep my naturally gravelly and rumbly voice as audible as possible. In this first episode, I'll be doing an overview that won't be complete, but will hit on a few major themes I'll likely later pick up in future episodes as individual topics. To begin, I'm going to describe where my life was before I learned of naturopathy, how I learned of it, and then my experience as a doctoral student in fully accredited, in-residence, state-endorsed naturopathy school from 1998 until 2002. To conclude, I will cite from and reflect upon a rather recent conference presentation by N.D. Sensenig from 2011 and its Heart of Naturopathy contents. Sensenig, who will figure prominently in this first podcast episode, was my instructor in 1998 for a similar Heart of Naturopathy first semester course in Naturopathy College in Connecticut. Sensenig was also the founding dean of that naturopathy college and the very first president of the U.S. Naturopathy Consortia, known as the American Association of Naturopathic Physicians. He teaches that keystone naturopathic history and philosophy course also at the Arizona Naturopathy College. Having voluntarily left naturopathy school in 2002, and now here in 2013, reflecting on his 2011 presentation regarding the essentially naturopathic, and still in possession of his handouts from 1998, a question arises regarding my decision to walk away from naturopathy land. Was I wrong? I most likely heard about naturopathy around 1992 while I was a college sophomore. I remember guys I worked with over the summer house painting, listening to Gary Null's radio program, Natural Living. I was 20 at the time and studying at the City University of New York's Lehman College campus in the Bronx. My major began as physical education, without public school certification, a program that eventually was renamed Exercise and Sports Science and then canceled soon after my graduation. Due to placement scores, I was quickly accepted as a student in the Lehman Scholars Program, a sort of honors college within the college, which had rigorous requirements and very interesting topical seminars. I ended up taking more honors seminars and courses based on my interests, and with high grades and a certain diversity of coursework, I was invited into Phi Beta Kappa. Since Phi Beta Kappa required 90-something kinds of credits out of my 128 total BA credit amount, it is most accurate to say that my BA was both Liberal Studies in the Arts and Sciences and PE. My CUNY transcript says both Physical Education and Phi Beta Kappa, and I think those two labels are quite ironic in their, shall I say, extremes of mentality. By that time, I had received by mail materials from the AANP naturopathy schools that existed, and I began taking the pre-med, mainly science coursework they required. I still possessed the 1994 National College of Naturopathic Medicine and the 1996 Bastyr University catalogs. After 4 years at CUNY, I graduated summa cum laude as well. By the way, if I kill Latin in terms of pronunciations, I apologize. My foreign languages were Spanish and Japanese. Lo siento mucho, gomen nasai. I continued pre-med coursework after graduation, aiming to go to one of those naturopathy schools, and also taught part-time at Lehman for a spell. But I wasn't sure about moving so far away and being able to successfully support myself, so I began a master's program in liberal studies at New York University with the idea that I would eventually go to naturopathy school and perhaps adjunct teach part-time somewhere. Likely around 1997, I got word that a naturopathy program was starting up much closer to home in Bridgeport, Connecticut, at the University of Bridgeport, specifically within their Division of Health Sciences. The internet was up and running by this time, and I began reading AANP Naturopathy's webpages describing the field as well as their school's literature. A very important source of information for me at the time were the pages of the AANP Alliance, pages which are to this day intact at archive.org. There, an ND was described as the modern science-based primary care doctor, and that naturopathy was not a belief system. Those are also very specific claims, and I still possess those home computer inkjet printed pages too. Coupled with the University of Bridgeport's labels of science and non-sectarian, I ceased my NYU studies and applied to and was accepted into and began attending their ND program in 1998. I would go through the UB program full-time until the spring of 2002, when I left, truly disgusted. My cohort of fall 1998 was the third semester of students admitted in the UB Naturopathy College's history. The very first students started in the fall of 1997, and therefore were a year ahead of us. Andy Sensenig, the founding dean, had quit by then, and they were searching for a new dean. To help me with the details of my 4 years in the ND program, I have my transcript out in front of me, and as of the January 2013 edition, it tells me I have a 3.53 GPA and 151 credits. These are considered doctoral health science credits from a fully regionally accredited university that I used federal student loans to pay for. Typical of naturopathy, I guess, is the fact that earlier versions of my transcript, all received after I left UB, have had different total numbers and different courses and even grades for the same semesters when I compare them to the grade reports I got each semester. I'm not sure why my transcript seems to have been altered a few times, and I hazard to guess it's not to my advantage but to UB's. First semester coursework included courses such as histology, embryology, neuroscience, physiology, anatomy with cadaver dissection, biochemistry, research methodology, massage, and naturopathic history and philosophy, which I'll call NHP. The sciences were simply basic medical sciences using the typical medical science texts. I later took and passed the Naturopathy Licensure Exams Part 1 Basic Medical Science Exam in 2000. The NHP was the naturopathic course for the semester. Truly, no other course that semester was uniquely naturopathic. The others were plain Jane mainstream material. In my hand is the folder of all the NHP materials given to me by N.D. Sensenig then, or written down as notes by me. I haven't thrown them out. Yes, that N.D. Sensenig was teaching this course in an N.D. college whose dean's position he recently had just walked away from. That is something you remember being a spectator to due to its awkwardness. In the NHP folder, there's the NHP syllabus, the AANP definition of naturopathic medicine, the AANP ND oath, the midterm and final exams, and the lecture notes, both pre-made by the instructor and those that I wrote down as the student. The NHP lecture number one handed out packet was titled Definitions and Differences. We're told naturopathic medicine is a fusion of homeopathy and nature cure. We're told that philosophy can be regarded as underlying principles, aka natural laws or fixed principles, including vis medicatrix naturae, the healing power of nature, the body's healing power, and Herring's rules. My notes for the session record N.D. Sensenig telling us that naturopathy is homeopathic, vitalistic as in a force with intelligence, empirical, and natural, and that modern medicine is allopathic, mechanistic, rational, and unnatural. Vitalism is defined via Lindlar's definition in the book Nature Cure, and I quote, "Health is normal and harmonious vibration of the elements and forces composing the human entity on the physical, mental, moral, and spiritual planes of being in conformity with the constructive principle of nature applied to individual life," unquote. And via Hahnemann's definition in The Organon, and I quote, "In the healthy condition of man, the spiritual vital force, the autocracy, the dynamis that animates the material body, the organism, rules with unbounded sway and retains all the parts of the organism in admirable, harmonious, vital operation," unquote. Balance is equated with homeostasis, which is equated with qi, vital force, and prana. The NHP lecture number two handed out packet was titled The Spectrum of Change. N.D. Sensenig went on to equate vitalistic with life force or innate intelligence, as opposed to explaining life via science. A reading was attached, an excerpt from Coulter, which defines the empiricism from the previous N.D. Sensenig lecture as a position wherein disease cannot be understood because precise knowledge cannot be attained, and medicine should therefore include, quote, "metaphysical space for a spontaneous healing power," unquote. Now, the Coulter chapter is titled, quote, "The Patterns Emerge, Hippocrates to Paracelsus," unquote. And even if Coulter had discovered an interesting dichotomy, my judgment is still out on that, in pre-scientific schools of medical thought, the modes of thought being talked about are pre-scientific. Science radically changed so much in terms of traditional and historical assumptions that, if anything, a chapter that's basically contextually pre-scientific that's offered as the basis of naturopathic thought is self-defeating in terms of naturopathy's attempts to be science. The NHP lecture number four handed out packet was titled Vis Medicatrix Naturae equals the healing power of nature. And here we get the full Monty in terms of naturopathy's essential vitalism. Vis Medicatrix Naturae is defined as vital force, innate, life principle, prana, bioplasmic energy, and the God power within you. I will get back to that God power stuff a little later when I talk about the N.D. Sensenig 2011 presentation. Hahnemann is quoted, quote, "The material organism, without the vital force, is capable of no sensation, no self-preservation. It derives all sensation and performs all functions of life solely by means of immaterial being, vital force, which animates the material organism in health and disease," unquote. The NHP lecture number six gives us more quotes from Hahnemann. The NHP lecture number seven was titled Science, the New Religion. This will come back again as well in the 2011 presentation of N.D. Sensenig. Science is equated with the church, and we're told there are, quote, "problems with science," unquote. And we're told, quote, naturopathy is no more or less scientific than our socially dominant system of medicine, and science applied to natural medicine is the same as any other scientific method, unquote. The NHP lecture number 10 was titled Homeopathy, Law of Similars. We were told vital force expresses itself through symptoms, and that remedies stimulate the vital force. Herring's laws of cure are talked about as, quote, from the inside out, from the top down, from the most important to the least important, in the reverse order of occurrence, unquote. The oath that was handed out speaks of, quote, the art and science of naturopathic medicine, unquote. And it obligates an ND to the healing power of nature, aka the vital force, and treatments directed at it. And one must have integrity in the service of humanity and support naturopathic medicine, and mentions study, reflection, and genuine concern for humanity, and abstaining from voluntary acts of injustice. The definition handed out truly is an act of coding naturopathy's science-ejected vitalistic premise. There's, quote, inherent self-healing process, the vis medicatrix naturae, unquote, and the, quote, art and science, unquote, claim, but nothing is specifically mentioned about a vital force. Incidentally, I received material from UB this 2013, which stated that the ND curriculum is, quote, grounded in naturopathic philosophy, unquote, and thanking me for my interest in UB's Division of Health Sciences. Second semester coursework mainly continued the basic science courses and also included naturopathic philosophy and therapeutics, which I'll call NPT, and detail more so from the 1997 school catalog later. Third semester coursework included a course in public health and epidemiology, which, strangely enough, was at Yale University in their School of Medicine. Chinese Medicine 1 and Hydrotherapy stand out as the particularly naturopathic courses. Fourth semester coursework is when I started to really feel that there were two types of course content going on at the college: legitimate medical science stuff and hokey naturopathic junk. The trigger, though this was a change that happened over the course of the semester and not instantly, was Homeopathy 1. The material was taught as chiseled in marble doctrine from the writings of Hahnemann and Kent. And I must say, I've never come across something academically and clinically that in the end I so despise as homeopathy. It struck me then as absurd to the nth degree. I began to realize I was in a bad position. I had two more homeopathy courses to do, and I had to treat a certain amount of patients in clinic with it in order to graduate, yet it was for me ethically untenable. In all the crap I scribbled down during the semester in homeopathy, one sentence stands out, quote, disease is a disorder of the vital force, unquote. Fifth semester coursework included Homeopathy 2, which I withdrew from. My excellent UB transcript from 2013 actually lists me as registered for two Homeopathy 2 courses in the same semester, which is fittingly absurd. I got a W for both of them. This is also the semester when I began clinic, wherein one was supervised by NDs and treating patients with their naturopathic therapies. I remember the dispensary ND once making a homeopathic remedy of computer monitor, the selling of herbal mixtures and of supplements, and a lot of applied kinesiology and colonics. Now, the ND program was jammed with courses, and in dropping homeopathy, I broke from a designed four-year path, but the dean and the assistant dean signed off on it. This out-of-track situation and my homeopathy refusal was well known going forward through the program. Sixth and seventh semester coursework don't really stand out, and I avoided homeopathy for both semesters. Soon, in terms of clinic, I came to realize that I was basically blackballed. I didn't get many patient contacts and sat around clinic doing nothing while other students advanced. There was no interest from my supervising NDs, one of which was that homeopathy instructor whose course I'd dropped. I began to calculate the rate at which I'd fulfill the clinic requirements to graduate, and it added 2 or 3 years to the 4-year program. Eighth semester coursework included another attempt at homeopathy 2, taught by the same guy I dropped earlier. And even more disgusted with the whole ND school thing, I quit school voluntarily about halfway through the semester. The UB catalog for 1997-1998, which I still possess, amongst other things, lists ND Sensenig as the dean. We're told that naturopathy is, according to the UB and the AANP official definitions of naturopathic medicine, quote, a distinct system, unquote. In fact, naturopathy is not a distinct system. As their language tells us, naturopathy blends. For instance, the Canadian Association of Naturopathic Doctors states in What is Naturopathic Medicine, quote, naturopathic medicine is a distinct primary health care system that blends modern scientific knowledge with traditional and natural forms of medicine, unquote. The American Association of Naturopathic Physicians states in Hawaii Expands Scope of Practice for Naturopathic Physicians, quote, naturopathic physicians craft comprehensive treatment plans that blend the best of modern medical science and traditional natural medical approaches, unquote. Now, this isn't too complicated. What's blended isn't what is distinct. Naturopathy, in terms of knowledge, in other words, has a kind of Janus face. It is a kind of contradiction in terms. As a distinct hodgepodge, as a huge logical inconsistency, to the point of psychosis, in my view, what I call the naturopathological, when you understand what its contents truly are. Let's talk actual philosophy for a moment. Epistemology is the study of knowledge. Science is a distinct kind of knowledge, and it is not interchangeable with the traditional and natural, being that those categories are quite indistinct. So, let me be specific with naturopathy's ruse, the one I walked away from. An epistemic conflation or blending is not an epistemic delineation or distinction. And yet, what we see with UB naturopathy is a conflation labeled a distinction, because we have naturopathy labeled science. Also in this UB catalog, the program is labeled licensed by the State of Connecticut Department of Higher Education, and UB mentions CNME oversight and its, quote, national professional educational standards, unquote. Naturopathy's principles are claimed to be, quote, continually re-examined in the light of scientific advances, unquote. And we have the overall curriculum groups as basic science, and clinical education, with clinical sciences including such things as homeopathy and oriental medicine. The course description of Homeopathy 1 includes, quote, the concept of vitalism, the concept of the vital force in health and disease, unquote. The course description for NHP includes, quote, the philosophy of vitalism in therapeutic practice, unquote. NPT includes, quote, an emphasis on vitalism, unquote, and the, quote, philosophical principles of empirical medicine, unquote. The course description for Chinese medicine includes, quote, spiritual materialism, unquote, and, quote, the basic philosophical concepts of vitalism which are found in Chinese medicine, unquote. AANP principle number 1 is the healing power of nature, vis medicatrix naturae, with no mention of vitalism, also stated as a person's self-healing process. We also get the overarching claim of non-sectarian, a demand from students for personal integrity and social conscience, and for honest scholarship and research. The 1999 student handbook for UBCNM speaks of students being required to adhere to professional and ethical standards, the highest standards of honesty and integrity, without fraud, misrepresentation, or deception, without any violation of the rights or dignity of a person. I find these strictures quite ironic. The UB catalog for 2002-2004, which I still possess, was titled on its cover Division of Health Sciences and included the words naturopathy, chiropractic, and acupuncture. The dean is UKND Peter Martin. It states that the university does not discriminate and is committed to the overall welfare of every student. It speaks of qualities desired of candidates for admission. They include initiative and honesty. It states students at the University of Bridgeport are expected to assume responsibility for making their own decisions and forming their own judgments concerning personal, social, and academic activities, and that the university retains high expectations of appropriate behavior. It speaks of lifelong learning and non-sectarian, and that the university does not ignore the ethical and moral ideas common to all religions. It speaks of the required sciences to enter the Doctor of Naturopathic Medicine program, and a rigorous scientific and technical program for the pre-naturopathic student is offered as suitable for students majoring in the sciences. It speaks of naturopathy as an independent profession and of the Ayurvedic physician's recognition of the importance of spirit to health. It speaks of highest national standards, insightful scholars and researchers, men and women of personal integrity and social conscience, of providing comprehensive health care through the Integrated Health Science Center, of science-based natural therapies. The AANP definition is stated as in the 1997 catalog, again with no mention of vital force, so therefore again the essential vitalism of naturopathy has been coded. I have a printed version from 1997 from bridgeport.edu that also states naturopathy's principles without mention of a vital force and that claims that the principles survive scientific scrutiny. Now, that print version also states naturopathy includes empirical methods. That's interesting because empirical there is not being used in terms of its general meaning, but instead is the Coulter context of metaphysical and vitalistic, which is actually quite the opposite of what empirical means in modern thought. Again, homeopathy and oriental medicine are termed clinical sciences. Now, the curriculum had changed for first semester students with the addition of a course titled History Taking Critical Thinking. Homeopathy 1 states, quote, the principles set forth by Hahnemann in his Organon are the bases of the course, unquote, as well as Kent's repertory. Vitalism is not mentioned anymore in the homeopathy descriptions, but the NHP course mentions, quote, the philosophy of vitalism, unquote, and, quote, shamanic and entheogenic healing, unquote. The fundamental roots of naturopathy are described as including homeopathy and ancient healing systems from around the world. Oriental Medicine 1 no longer mentions vitalism either. One thing to note is that the Acupuncture Institute is stated as being housed within the Naturopathy College. Course descriptions include a lot of Qi vitalism and medieval pre-scientific ideas and methods. Point location, meridian theory, and auricular acupuncture course descriptions are a hoot to read through, as those things don't exist. And all this is within naturopathy, within a division of health sciences, within a regionally accredited university. In the second part of this episode, I'll detail that 2011 ND Sensenig presentation and reflect upon its contents in terms of how it represents or doesn't represent collective naturopathic thought processes. I will also answer the question I posed earlier, was I right to leave naturopathy school? I'd like to thank my fellow bandmates in Spacecat for allowing me the use of an alteration to the track What Are You Even Talking About? From a 2013 improv session. This has been
the Naturopathic Podcast.